So number one, Jesus said to do it, right? Let me move on, because we've been through that. Number two, it makes tremendous power available. Just think about that statement. Jesus said to do it, and that's why I ought to be praying. Number two, when I pray, I make tremendous power available, right? Number three, I'm building up myself. You're building up yourself on your most holy faith. When you pray in with your spirit, you're building yourself up. So that's why you ought to pray. Do you need building up? We talked about this last week. Have you ever had a battery in your car? You went out there to go to work that morning, or you stopped at the service station, or you did something, and you got back in the car and it went scan. What was wrong? The battery was down. What were you looking for? You looking for a charger or a booster? You looking for something to boost you off or charge that battery up, right? Well then, don't you know you need charging up? Amen. So, you ought to be praying in the Holy Ghost so we know how to pray. Amen. If you want to get charged up, you pray in the Holy Ghost. And how do you pray in the Holy Ghost? Well, I don't know how to pray in the Holy Ghost. Well, you have to get filled with the Spirit. And you say, I'm not filled with the Spirit. How do you get filled with the Spirit? Receive Him. Did you get born again? Yes, I'm born again. How did you get born again? You receive Jesus. How do you get filled with the Spirit? Drink till you get full. When I first got filled, when I was receiving the Holy Spirit, my head was in my way. But after it happened, it's so easy. When you've been around just no teaching, wrong teaching, it's hard because you're trying to do it with your head. It's just a matter of receiving. Let me ask you this question. How many of you in here ever drank any water? Let me see your hand. Have you ever had any water to drink? Everybody in the building. Let me ask you another question. Could you tell when you got full? Could you tell? You know exactly when you got full of water. Right? Same way with the Holy Spirit. You know you get full. All you got to do is just start speaking out of what's inside of you. But you're trying to figure out in your head what it is. And you need to let that head go tilt. Some of you don't know what that is. You need to let your head get out of the way and just hook your tongue up what's inside of you. And it's so easy. But yet it's hard when you try to do it with your mind. And it's just, and I'll tell you what it's like. Close your eyes now. Got your eyes closed? Close your eyes. Now look at me with your nose. That's why it's hard. Try to speak in tongues out of your head. You can't do it. It got to come out of your spirit. And you hook your tongue up with, you can hook your tongue up with your brain, or you hook your tongue up with your spirit. And your tongue, your brain will tell you what it knows, and it doesn't know very much. But your spirit has endless information and revelation coming, because the Holy Spirit constantly giving utterance. You can do it 30 minutes, you can do it 20 minutes, you can do it 2 minutes, you can do it 2 hours, you can do it 4 hours, you can do it 12 hours. You can just go on and on, because the Holy Spirit never runs out of anything to say. The thing about it, are you willing to yield that much? Most people peg out at 10 minutes. You can go on and on. But it makes tremendous power available. You're building yourself up on your most holy faith. You're building yourselves up. That's one thing. That's not the only thing that's happening when you pray in tongues or you pray with your spirit, but that's one thing that is happening. You're praying about unknown things. You're praying about people, places, and situation, future thing that are coming up, and the devil trying to throw a monkey wrench in your path, and you pray ahead of time and get it out the way. When you get there, you sail right through. What would you rather happen in your life? You traveling from one place to another, and the place you're traveling is a bridge you have to go across. Do you want them to have the bridge, trying to put the bridge up when you get there, or you want the bridge to be up when you get there? Which one you want? Are you just going to fly fast enough to go across without touching the ground? It won't happen with it. See, if we can understand this, this is why your life runs smoother, because you prayed it out. The rough things and the thing that Satan had to trick you, that to throw you off course and do this to you, because you prayed, it's out the way, and you just keep sailing straight through. The road is clear. Isn't that good? Boy, I wish I could have thought of it myself, but I didn't. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. So this is why you pray. And if you listen to the flesh, it want to sit around, moan and groan and eat and sleep and do all the other unnecessary things that you don't really have to do. Some of the things you have to do, but it want to do all the stuff that call one word attached to it is lazy. Don't disturb me, but give me all I want to eat. Yeah. But if you're going somewhere in life, you got to be what? Diligent. You got to be consistent. You got to be persistent. You got to put your hand to something. You just can't sit around and hope that something happens. Am I communicating tonight? Amen. So, number four, you're giving God a right to fulfill his promises. That's why you pray. Because he said in James, why don't we turn that? Y'all go ahead and put up James. I said James, John 5:14.